This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
Right now, we're looking at the future. Is code what young South Africans should consider? Now, this Youth Month, we're celebrating young South Africans who are not only embracing the future, but actively building it. Our guest on the show today is Koketso Matsuetata, known by many as the coolest kid in STEM. He's a software engineer, also a full-stack developer, game developer, a drone pilot, AI advocate, also international speaker, and community leader who has worked alongside some of the biggest names in technology. That includes Google, also Microsoft, AWS, and Binance. Now, beyond his impressive credentials, I hope I've listed them all, Koketso is passionate about making technology accessible to young people and, of course, helping the next generation prepare for careers in the fourth industrial revolution. Koketso, welcome to Chai FM and great to have you on board the Afternoon Brief.
Good afternoon, everyone and your listeners.
Okay, so every successful tech journey, it has to start somewhere. So, Let's start at the top. What first sparked your interest in technology, and when did you realize software engineering could become a career?
Quite an interesting question. So basically, I actually started my journey as a young and, you know, just very passionate about video games, right? So for those of you guys know, there used to be, you know, PS1, PS2s around that era, right? And I was always fascinated in terms of the mechanics and the science behind it.
Okay.
So I was quite fortunate in high school that I actually picked up IT, which I was literally the only student there. And I think in varsity, I then, you know, applied for electrical engineering, but I was actually called by the dean of computer science to say, hey, you've done the subject in high school. What? How about you pursue it, right? So I wasn't quite sure what computer science is all about. And I think basically that was actually me being introduced to the whole, you know, IT computer science world, actually.
Okay, so let's just rewind a little there. Let's look back at your younger self prior to your schooling days, if I can put it that way. What skills or habits helped you succeed? Maybe there's some ideas or hints that can help today's young people start developing right now.
Look, you know, technology has really moved a very long way since, I mean, I'm talking 20 years ago, you know.
Sure.
So right now, you know, the youth have a really great advantage because now we've got the introduction of AI, we've got things like virtual reality, and right now, you know, the internet is actually at everyone's fingertips. So quite honestly, right now, I would honestly say that the future of technology as a whole is obviously, you know, hyper focused on AI. So looking at AI integrations, so looking at AI development and even AI gaming, right? So I would strongly focus on those fundamentals in terms of really trying to, number one, becoming AI fluent. And when I mean by AI fluent, really understand the mechanics and, you know, the works behind it, because as much as, you know, buzzword that everybody uses left and right, there's really quite cool and quite interesting things that we can actually achieve in the AI space.
Okay. Let's expand on that a little, Tabile. Let's look at software engineering matters. Now, many young people hear terms like coding, AI, machine learning, and software engineering, but they don't fully come to grips with what they mean. So what does a software engineer actually do?
All right, so it really depends on a few things, right? So first and foremost, a lot of people, you know, interchange the word a coder, a developer, a software engineer, a developer, right? But if you're looking at on the grand side of things, it's pretty much, you know, we all do the same thing. It's just someone that actually works with software and sort of like develops something out of it. Right, so we have someone like a software engineer that can actually branch into becoming a web developer, it can become a game developer, and, you know, and so forth. So the first thing is that what I can say is that the entry level in becoming a software engineer is web development, right? So what web development is, as it says in the word, you know, you develop web applications. So anything that you see on your web screens when you type in www whatever, you are the person that's responsible for actually building it from scratch. So you can actually be a web developer or you become a mobile developer, right? So that's basically the entry level of it all. And as you slowly progress into your career, that's when you start, you know, going into the things like your machine learning. So machine learning is that when you start working with things like your algorithms. So for instance, let me give you an example of whenever you go inside a student campus, right, you most of the time we have something called like you either might use your fingerprint mm-hmm. or you might use your iris, right? So call that like using biometrics, which is either using your face or your finger. So that's obviously taking things a step further than that. And then, you know, things can just slowly, you know, progress in that fashion. So then we ultimately become, you know, an AI engineer, which is currently something that I'm doing, which is where you'll be actually, you know, incorporating sort of like everything you've learned in the past and just sort of like mitigating it in terms of building better applications for everyone.
You know, Tabile, you spoke earlier on about how technology has evolved from then until now. Now, on that basis, a lot of students perhaps could think that they need expensive equipment or elite schools to enter the tech worlds. But the question is, how accessible is software engineering today compared to 10 years ago?
Very much accessible, you know. When you look at, you know, the free school on the internet, which is YouTube, right, tech actually ranks in the top five niches mm-hmm. Within the YouTube algorithm. So this just shows that, you know, a lot of people have a great interest in terms of the world of IT. And especially with the AI boom, I know this for someone that's actually, you know, has done a deep dive in AI, it's not necessarily that everybody has to, you know, get to a mastery level for you to really understand what AI is all about. Mm-hmm. First and foremost, there are actually quite cool programs that I actually run locally that actually provide things like certifications. So certifications basically mean is that it's sort of like a substitute of a degree. And I'd really encourage like students to actually look into these certifications. AWS has them, Azure has mm-hmm. them, GCP has them, okay. Microsoft, IBM has them. And what this actually does is that these programs actually sort of like touch the basics, and you actually get a certification behind it. And it's actually going to help you in terms of your career, because it also puts you like in the right direction in terms of, you know, trying to apply for certain jobs. This is sort of like gives an indication to the hiring manager or the company to actually tell them that you're actually quite, you know, proficient, or you actually understand the core basics of what AI is all about.
Let's expand on that beyond coding. For example, what other skills then are becoming increasingly valuable in the technology sector, which anybody who wants to enter the field needs to know?
Yeah. I think one of the most biggest thing is that you have to have a problem-solving mindset, right? Mm-hmm. You are entering a space where you are solving a problem, right? It could be a number of things. It could be something in the banking space. It could be something in the gaming space. It really depends on where you actually, you know, place yourself. One thing is that you will definitely run into problems. So you have to have sort of like resilience, and you have to have patience with yourself, because when you're working with software, trust and believe, something will go wrong. And if you're someone that actually gives up quite easily, you're going to get frustrated and you're going to end up giving up, you know. We spend weeks, sometimes months, just developing on certain features. But because of AI, obviously, that helps as well. But we do run into issues, and you have to be someone that is willing to obviously make sure that you actually achieve the goal.
Tabile, let's digress a little. When I introduced you to the show, you've worked with companies like Google, Microsoft, AWS, and Binance. Now, what have those particular experiences taught you that South African students wouldn't necessarily learn in a classroom?
Yes, I would personally say is that creating a very vast network, right? Mm-hmm. In our industry, networking is a very, very big game, you know. This is where you actually learn to act with industry. And working with these different companies has also shown that these companies are willing to actually collaborate and work with people. Mm-hmm. They are also trying to break experience, you know. For instance, Microsoft has a Microsoft Student Ambassador program, which I also was part of when I was learning. Google has a Google Developers Leading Club, which I was also part of. So there are these, you know, even university initiatives that students can actually get involved in and sort of like bridge you into the industry, because now that we have AI, which has rapidly changed within the last 2 years, technology is definitely not the same 5 years ago as it is. And I think you know that it's going to be totally different, like, in the next 5 years. So interacting with these companies, you also get like a feel, or you actually get to interact with what the future actually looks like.
Sure.
So you'll be, you have a very huge advantage to be like, hey, I actually attended this event or part of this group. This group. You actually get to play with the technologies that they actually use.
Hi, Tabile. Sorry, can you hear me? We seem to be breaking up. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, sorry, you just broke up there momentarily. I didn't quite catch how you concluded what you were speaking about earlier on. But you know, from an evolving perspective, we look at artificial intelligence, which is changing almost every industry. Now, should young people be worried about AI taking jobs or excited about the opportunities it creates at this stage?
I debate with a lot of people about this. So we can look at it in twofold. First and foremost, yes, artificial intelligence will replace your job if you are ignorant about it. If you are the person that's going to be like, I'm going to put my hands up in the air, I'm going to just dust off my hands and not be interested in it, trust and believe, you're putting yourself in danger. Now, on the contrary, is that no, AI right now is actually, it's replacing, dangerous, dull jobs that actually we used to do 10 years ago. But what it's now doing, it's creating a whole new industry. Now we have, AI agent developers, we have AI analysts, we have AI journalists, so it's actually opening up a new, path or new industries. So I would definitely say that, especially for the youth, we are very tech savvy nowadays. Everyone is quite tech savvy. So why not actually add a benefit? Add a skill such as becoming an AI, even in social media, right? There's a lot of automations that are involved. So I would highly, highly suggest, the youth of today to really pick up a skill in the AI space.
Let's just expand on that as we conclude our conversation today. Looking perhaps 5 or 10 years ahead, what other skills, or rather avenues, or areas, we could put it that way, do you believe every young South African should be developing now to remain relevant in an AI-driven world?
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned, automation right now is quite a big thing. People don't really want to necessarily do repetitive work all the time. So we're seeing that, AI actually shining in that. But looking 10 years from now, we're going to be looking at things like agentic AI. So what agentic AI means is that we're going to sort of like see more artificial intelligence mechanisms being developed. So this is going to boil down into AI in finance, AI in agriculture, AI in the classroom, AI in entertainment, and so forth. So I definitely think most of our industry is going to be AI driven first. And then obviously, fulfilling the dream. So I can give you a typical example. Right now, we're using drones in terms of military, we're using in agriculture, we use it in construction, right? So incorporating AI is just definitely going to make our productivity even much greater, delivery of work much stronger. Even in medicine, right? AI is now will help us to detect things like cancer cells much easier. So I'd always say that always put yourself AI first person, learn your profession.
Koketso, we're going to have to leave it there. And I do apologize if I mistakenly called you Tabile. I think I'm still, shall we say, lingering in the previous interview, but I do apologize for that. But Koketso, thanks so much for joining us on today's show. Koketso Motsionatata, software engineer, STEM advocate, entrepreneur, and community leader, helping shape the next generation of African innovators. And as we mark Youth Month, well, the story, Koketso's story, is a powerful reminder that the jobs of the future, they aren't somewhere far away. They're being built right here in our country by young people who are willing to learn, also willing to adapt and embrace technology and learning, and rather willing to seek opportunity. Well, if today's conversation has inspired you, remember that every app, website, game, and AI tool started with someone deciding to learn a new skill.